You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right, so heading to the piece that Anika produced today, she had a chat with Liam Rutherford, who is head of the New Zealand Education Institute, or Te Rerua, about pay parity between teachers across different sectors and how this is negatively impacting the early childhood sector. Here they are now.
I was just looking over the release that was sent out a couple of days ago about how the rising cost of living is a major concern for the education sector in terms of teachers being unable to afford to be teachers, basically. There was quite a focus in this release on how the cost of living is going up, but do you think an equal focus kind of needs to be made that teachers' salaries have remained quite stagnant over the last few years?
I think it depends on what part of the sector that you look at. And so while cost of living increases are a concern for everybody, it's particularly felt in the early childhood sector because they have such a big pay discrepancy between other teachers in the sector. The government's commitment to pay parity is one of the ways that we're going to go about closing that. But at this stage, that's not done. So we still have that discrepancy on the whole between the early childhood sector and all others. And at the same time, we're all experiencing those cost of living increases. We're seeing massive teacher shortages within the early childhood sector. And we know that those two things are linked. We can't recruit people in because we know that the terms and conditions don't allow people to live a lifestyle.
So do you see any sort of plans in place, any kind of government action to deal with this shortage?
Yeah, so in the early childhood sector, the government's done 100% the right thing by committing to pay parity, which would bring all teachers' base salary in line with one another. However, they're wanting to do that in instalments, and the instalments are going to take too long in our view to get to where they need to get to. And so we just want the government to front up and just get pay parity done now.
When you say pay parity within the sector, do you mean across all teachers or just in the early childhood sector?
Yeah, so it's built on this idea that a teacher is a teacher is a teacher, and so bringing pay scales in line with early childhood, primary and secondary. Currently, pay parity already exists between primary and secondary. The government's committed to bringing early childhood in line with that, but they're just taking too long, and at the same time, people are facing cost increases, and it is making it really difficult to be able to recruit new teachers into the early childhood sector because of the woeful pay.
So this is a significant kind of deterrent to people entering, teachers entering
yeah,
the
right.
early childhood sector.
Yeah, I mean, if people are committed to working with our country's children and they have the choice of working in the primary sector or the early childhood sector, because we have such a large pay differential, they end up going to the primary sector.
Are we then seeing an increasing dependency on, you know, relief teachers and temp work?
Yeah, well, the early childhood sector is really grappling with how you fill those teacher shortages. The relief teachers, access to overseas teachers, they're just band-aids over the fact that we've got some like systemic issues in underfunding of teachers' salaries in the early childhood sector, and we need the government to get that filled now. The commitment to pay parity is great, and it's the right thing to do, but it's moving too slowly.
Okay, and I would also just like to have a look at what this shortage actually is kind of looking like in the sector, because I feel like, you know, saying there's a shortage is one thing, but I think it would just be kind of helpful for the listeners to get a better understanding of what this shortage is actually looking like, what it's meaning for students and parents and institutions.
Yeah, so it often means that where people do have enough staff, they're running skeleton staffs all the time. And so that puts huge amounts of pressure on those people working in centres. That means they are often implicitly or explicitly discouraged from taking sick leave when they're legitimately sick because they don't have anybody that can come in and fill those gaps. It also speaks to the inability of the sector to develop specialist skill sets because you don't have staff that can come in and backfill opportunities to access further professional learning and development. And so we've got massive needs that emerges around students that need additional support. It's often called learning support. But there's just not the teachers to be able to cover any of those other things. They're seen as the kind of bells and whistles and the luxury of staffing because there isn't enough. because everybody is just so focused on making sure that you've got that minimum number of teachers that you need.
And when you say that you kind of want the government to upfront with pay parity now, do you know if they have the resources for that?
They definitely do. What COVID has highlighted is that this is a government that's capable of moving quickly on the right issue. I think one of the challenges that we often have with questions like that is around the framing of it, because more money into education is actually an investment. We know it's one of those things that a government can proactively do to give citizens better quality of life. And so there is a huge cost in them not doing this now, and our children not getting what they deserve through the early childhood sector. Quite often, policy shifts like this are seen as an expense that they have to fund. But there's definitely a cost in not doing this, and often it's our children and our communities that end up bearing the brunt of kids not getting the support they need through the education system.
Now, I do want to talk about sort of COVID and working from home and how that affects early childhood teachers, because I suppose there would be a different sort of online learning system when it comes to toddlers as opposed to sort of primary and secondary school kids. Is that, I mean, are they working less during periods of lockdown? Does that mean they're getting paid less? What's sort of happening there?
So we are seeing a range of a range of things play out in the whether or not they're getting paid less, and heaps of it stems from the fact that early childhood centres are predominantly privately run, and so they are run for profit. And so a lot of the centres aren't able to operate properly online, and therefore they're missing out on parents paying fees, which means centres are put in positions around struggling to pay staff, which is just further impacting on the ability to recruit more staff. I think in terms of that online learning, there's an awful lot of goodwill across the teaching workforce around wanting to do the best they can with the situation that they've got. But there are some practical realities around how you keep a child engaged. And so a lot of the focus in both the early childhood sector and in the wider sector is around teachers using their roles to be able to check in with families and offering support where they can.
Yeah, now I just want to touch on what you said just before about most early childhood centres being privately run.
Yeah, so the way it works is that the government funds centres based on a kind of per student allocation, but that doesn't cover the costs of what it takes to run a centre. And so parent fees are the other area where centres get the money that they need. And so the government has acknowledged that there's a significant issue there, and so they're actually reviewing the way the early childhood centre, the early childhood sector is funded, which is a really good thing.
And so COVID kind of exacerbated that whole issue.
100%. Yeah, that's exactly it, is that COVID hasn't necessarily created any inequalities within the early childhood sector. They were there well before COVID came along. It certainly increased and spread them, though.
That was Anika Mahid speaking to NZEI Te Rerua's president, Liam Rutherford, about pay disparity within the education sector, and particularly looking at early childhood education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.